This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:11 on Get Her Done Tuesday morning. Take it easy out there. It's not a great driving day. Tell me what you just said again. Yesterday we talked about this guy Bonte
Hill from 95.7 The Game. Hold on, ding ding.
They're our sister station, or brother
station.
And
I was telling you, I went
sports
to,
station.
Yeah, I went to college with him, and recently found out that hey, we work together now, like 15 years later. So I'm having Vaughn isolate that one part
where you kick a sign over his head. He's 6'5", and
yeah.
You jump up into the air and kick the sign.
Hopefully the fireworks they gave it to him. I'm not even sure.
Glory
I should go talk to him.
Why you got to edit it? Why don't we watch the whole thing?
It's you doing
a bunch of cool stuff,
yeah,
right?
It's like 3 minutes, and then there's
it's 3 minutes.
There's also
what
some
the hell?
The stuff I need to take out of there too, like my old masters. That's the reason my old masters saw it, and I was paying tribute to them because it was a class project, like edit this video, and so I put a bunch of montages of masters that I admired.
Uh-huh.
And then I did stuff myself, but then I was shirtless, and they were like, "This is not traditional martial arts." Blah 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 blah. And then so the head of the association said, "Take that down right now." And I'm like, oh, "All right."
Well, we want to see the blasphemy.
Well, we are gonna see it because he will have his shirt off in the one. So you said I'm gonna kick that sign above your head. Wait, let me take my shirt off real quick.
No, I'm wearing clothes.
Shirt.
In the scene with Bonte, I'm at City College. I didn't take my shirt off for that, but I was training at school and I had my shirt off, and that was
how dare you.
I know it's non-traditional, super.
So anyway, we're trying to find that little clip that we talked about yesterday. And what are you going to put it on, Instagram or something?
Yeah,
people should follow you on Instagram.
I'm sure Vaughn can actually probably play it on his.
Everybody who follows Alice 973 is listen. I'm glad you're following Alice. That's our home station. But you should be following us too. Come on, get all the little ins and outs on the morning show. Clarky Clark, Vin Hassan, Hooman TV.
All the cool guys are doing it.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
You get my recipes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Your recipes, my walk around my yards, Vinny's sunrises.
Your yard is ridiculous.
It's getting there, usually.
I'm just like, who does this? Like, that, I was thinking you should be, what's that local magazine? Is that like a Home and Gardens or something.
Oh, California Home and Design.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I can
your
get you in that.
Your yard looks amazing.
I don't think it's at
you
that level.
You want to be in that?
I take very flattering pictures of it. No, I don't want to be in any magazines.
Speaking of shirtless,
I posted
a shirtless pic. Check me out over here.
I saw that. Yes, you can see Vinny shirtless. You can see his tattoos at Vin Hassan.
Uh-huh.
When, yesterday?
I'm about
no,
to.
Like
no,
like
2 days ago. Oh. I didn't see it until 2 days ago. Because, as you guys know, Instagram doesn't do it sequentially anymore or so stupid.
I never see my friend's post.
No.
Ever.
Why would you? You just see this. And sometimes I'll see the same post 4 times.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, just put these in chronological order.
And all the
so
dumb
stupid.
Ads they have now?
I don't care about the ads. I'll flip past those. I feel like, okay, well, that's, you know.
Or you'll buy stuff.
Actually, I have bought stuff on there. There was something the other day, too. It was like a sticky rubber thing you put on the wall and you can hang a picture on it. Did you guys see that one?
No.
Was it by 3M?
I don't know.
No,
but I was like, that's awesome. Look at that. You know, pick it up, reposition it.
There's something I want to do an Instagram story about, but I'm nervous to do it.
What's it about?
Every morning there's a lake of pee in the men's bathroom.
God, I'm gonna send
why
that
is
email.
There a lake of pee?
We literally just went and we all ran in and looked at it.
What
smell?
Is going
it's
on
disgusting.
With that?
I don't know. One of the pipes must, they keep tightening a pipe or something. I think you got to replace the pipe. I feel like we need a plumber.
That's all. I am a plumber. I know this stuff.
No, you're
so
not.
Is it overflowing or is it?
Yeah, I believe it's overflowing from the urinal. That's where I
who's
saw
who's putting anything besides pee down a urinal? Like, how is that backed up? I don't get it.
I don't know, but every time, like, we have to, like, be on our tiptoes when we go in there.
It's
Wait till you see it, Vin. You saw
disgusting.
It yesterday, right?
I see it, and I actually have been going to the other toilet because I don't even want to stand in what's there.
No, yeah. Who wants that
shoes.
On their shoes?
Exactly. I walk around in these shoes, and I usually think that, you know, hey, I'm a DJ. My shoes are pretty clean, except there's pee on the floor in the bathroom here.
Right.
Every day. Should I? You want an Instagram story?
I don't think we should do that, but I'm emailing again. Building. Like,
yeah,
I go
like,
bathroom flooded again.
Man. All right, I'm gonna.
Is
do
it super stinky in there too? Like men's rooms always have
I
that urine smell.
I went in there
smell.
And I plugged my nose.
Ugh. I know this place is going to ass.
Plugged her nose.
All right, well,
so
let's yep, decide
I see the pee. I got it.
Yep,
gross.
Looks bad.
You guys are sick. Ew.
That is super gross.
Oh my goodness.
So you found the story where Chris
oh,
Rock
yeah, yeah,
is.
Yeah. So apparently. Based on the article, which I didn't even see the whole article, but it was about Prince and Michael Jackson had some sort of competition going mm. with each other.
Not really a feud, but like a
well,
right, just competitiveness.
Pop, super
sure.
stardom, you know, king of pop or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, and you as you know, Michael Jackson named one of his kids Prince.
Mm-hmm.
So that's direct.
Oh.
That's a direct shout out to Prince. For sure.
Or he felt like his kid was royalty.
That's what I thought, but that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
No, sure. Him and Prince had a thing. So a recently uncovered Prince interview with Chris Rock revealed that there was an idea of doing a duet, Prince and Michael Jackson, and they would do the song Bad, except the opening line is, "Your butt is mine," and that put Prince off the duet. Now, who's going to be singing that to whom? Because he sure ain't singing that to me, and I sure ain't singing that to him.
Yeah, couldn't they have just changed that one lyric?
Yeah. They say here, just think, with the subtly edited lyric, the duet might have gone ahead. But Michael Jackson wouldn't change the lyric, and Prince wouldn't sing the lyric. And the duet was off.
And that's it. And they couldn't find another song to do together, huh?
Guess not.
Hmm. It's pretty funny, though. Your butt is mine. That is a dumb lyric. Just change it to some other dumb lyric.
I just, tell you I that. Love that. Now, who is singing that to whom?
Yeah.
Because he ain't singing that to me, and I sure ain't singing that to him.
I'm Ben. Really bad. I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm really bad. I'm bad. Really, really bad. Who's bad?
Who's bad?
Oh! Amy Schumer. Mm. You remember when we found out she got married and we're like, oh no, her name's Amy Fisher now. Turns out that is literally the reason she's not changing her name.
Oh.
She's not going to take his name because she's like, I don't want to be the Long Island Lolita. It's not just because I don't want to go wait in line at the DMV
that
to change
so
my name.
Funny. I wouldn't marry you if you had a jacked up last name.
Oh, especially if it's going to jack up my name. She's staying Schumer. She's not going to take
Did
Fisher.
Did you switch your name?
No, I didn't.
Right.
He has a great last name, Vieira. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
I just never did because I'm lazy as far as paperwork. But, I wanted to honor my dad. And
sure.
Listen, this is the name I've had for 50 years.
And Salazar is a great last name.
Yeah, Salazar is a good last
name.
Solid.
Yeah.
It's the bad guy's.
Kick your ass.
It's the bad guy's name.
I know. That's the thing that I hate. Every time.
Salazar.
In movies, Salazar is always a bad guy.
Always. But it's a good name.
Well, you wear it well.
Thank you.
So Amy Schumer is not going to take
so
her
funny.
New husband's All last right. name. Chris Fisher. It's not spelled the same way or anything. I think that the real Amy Fisher was just like F-I-S-H.
Uh-huh.
And this one is F-I-S-C-H.
Like a C in there, yeah.
Can I ask for the purpose of people who are going, so, what is Amy Fisher's claim to fame again?
Amy Fisher shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco in the face because she was doing Joey Buttafuoco. Mm-hmm. She was, they called her the Long Island. She was really young, right?
16.
Yeah.
Underage.
And she was banging this 40-year-old dude, and then he wouldn't leave his wife to go and be with her.
So didn't she knock on the front door and the door opens and she shot her?
Shot her. And she lived.
She tells, what's her name? Mary Jo.
Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
That she thinks that her husband Joey is having an affair with her little sister.
Oh, that was her story?
Yeah.
Before she pulled the trigger?
Uh-huh. Why bother with a story? You're about to shoot a lady in the head.
Yeah. Well, you know, to get her to come out a little bit.
Oh.
Is she still a porno star, Amy Fisher?
I don't know what she's up to now. But Mary Jo Buttafuoco lived, and she's still alive. She didn't stay with
paralyzed.
Joey, right?
No, they're divorced, but still paralyzed on, you know, that side of the face.
And that Joey Buttafuoco, too. You just took one look at him. Who would do that guy?
Ugh. He's disgusting.
Total dirt clod.
Yeah. Like worthless.
Is he worse looking than Harvey Weinstein?
No.
Okay.
Harvey's really gross looking.
Yeah.
Yes, they're equally horrible. Yeah, that was what a crazy story that was. That dominated. Like, I don't know, 30 years ago, that dominated the news.
She only got like 6 years or something.
Because she was underage.
She was a kid, yeah. Anyway, she says, no, don't worry, I'm not going to be Amy Fisher. White teeth, a lot of people want them. And some people can't do some of the crest strips and stuff. Like, I do crest strips every now and then. But they do make my teeth kind of jangly. And they say, you know, like...
Like sensitive?
Yeah, like they...
I do that to mine, too, and like, I need to do it right now.
Let me see your teeth.
No.
Well, it's like a... I might have something else for you. So pull up a picture of Julianne Hough. And I think she's got super beautiful white teeth. Oh, my God. And then on Instagram, speaking of things I was going to buy on Instagram... Have you ever gone to one of those tooth whitening places where they actually use a blue light? They sit you like in a pod and they stick the thing in your mouth.
I haven't done it.
Blue light you.
What's her face does it? Kim Kardashian does it. A lot of celebrities do that.
It's great. The first time I ever got my teeth whitened, I did that.
You did?
I did.
How much was that?
It was a client. It was for like Bright Smile or something. We got our teeth done.
Seems expensive.
It's not. Yeah, it wasn't cheap. So anyway, they have this thing now where it's just a little unit that you put, I don't know, whatever solution on your teeth, stick the unit in your mouth, and you can walk around the house with it, and it's like glowing the light into your mouth. I was like, oh, man, don't click on it, Sarah. Don't click on it. Don't do it. Don't click on it.
Did you?
I didn't.
Oh.
I know.
Good job.
Well, I do the crest strips. I don't care.
Like, to yourself.
I know.
And
I
listen talk myself, to yourself.
Well, because I knew if I did it, then I'd have to tell you guys, and it would just, you'd just laugh at me. I hate that.
What, when we laugh at you?
Well... Yeah, well, when I realize that things that I've done are stupid, because sometimes I don't realize until I'm telling you guys about it, and then I look around and you guys are all looking at each other like, are you kidding me?
I like that vest you carry everything around in. That always makes me...
That was a great idea. You guys are the... Do you guys...
How's that going, though?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hanging up somewhere in my house.
Yeah. Did you ever really put that into motion, though?
I tried.
Why?
But the thing was that I was still cold. You know, I had the vest on, so I had to put a coat on over it. I'm like, what's the point of this thing when I have to put a coat on anyway? Julianne Hough has a secret weapon to keep her teeth white, and it's, do you know what turmeric is?
Yeah, of course.
A little spice, right? You probably have it right at your house. So it's crazy because it's actually a reddish-brown spice, but apparently it has a reputation for lightening skin and teeth.
So you just sprinkle it on your toothpaste?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
What do you mean you don't know? You're telling us the story.
I'm telling you Julianne Hough is talking about it. I don't know. We're going to have to find out. I don't know if you just like stick it in your mouth and hold it on your teeth or if you... That's not a bad idea. Sprinkle it on your toothbrush.
Well, someone is saying that they use, and I've heard this before, charcoal powder.
Oh.
And
yeah,
they said they sprinkle it on their toothbrush.
Charcoal powder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So charcoal's what people take when they've got like diarrhea. It's like it helps bond things inside of your stomach. So
that's what's in Imodium?
Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, you should put it on your teeth. It works.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I thought, you know, I have that at my house if it's easy. If I don't have to, like, make some concoction.
Turmeric?
Turmeric.
By the way, yesterday we did the Spelling Bee promotion for K-Pix.
How'd that go?
Well, you know, I'll tell you how it went.
It's embarrassing. That's
No, there's a couple things that I thought because I got to think about this on the drive home. One is, you know, they could have gone with words that are everyday use and getting those wrong would actually be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real words that we use.
Right.
Screwing those up. They chose words that nobody has ever heard before in their life.
Like what?
So you couldn't
like
even.
Yay, and was one of them.
There
or
was stuff
like that.
That I've never used ever.
Right.
Never seen.
Cabuchon was used. One.
How about kombucha?
Nope, kombucha was not on there.
So we
yeah,
got,
it
we
was
got
a
some,
lot of.
I got way more wrong than Sarah did, but the truth is, I'm not even bummed because those were words I've never seen or heard.
Right, and even if you had seen or heard them, you wouldn't ever use them in normal conversation. They were just.
Did
like,
you ask for definitions? And,
yeah, we got to ask for word origins, and
it was nice to work with my colleague Stan. It's rare that I get time
Stan
with him.
Stan Bunker, yes.
Besides in the bathroom.
The
where
lake.
You guys are just trying to avoid the Lake of Pee.
You guys both sit in the Lake of Pee together?
Yeah, I went down the to the burning
that's
Lake of Pee.
That's usually where I run into him, but it was nice. He's part of the spelling bee. And
yeah,
nice
he
to...
gave the words, and we had to sit there and be embarrassed because we didn't know how to spell them.
He's yeah, like the Alex Trebek.
Yeah. So I guess it's going to air on KPIX.
I got an email yesterday.
Tomorrow,
unfortunately, maybe? We just missed it. The segment, let's see, Vinny will be his spelling his word on Tuesday's morning show. The segment should hit right around 6:20.
Whoops.
Oh,
I know. I asked for audio, Brian, so hopefully it. I'll get that. We plan to run Sarah's word on Wednesday around the same time.
Okay,
so
let's
they're only
get Sarah's.
Doing one word each?
Yeah, they actually have a bunch of, they had a whole bunch of people do all the same words, and so they're going to sprinkle them in.
Oh.
I hope they do one where I spell it right. So embarrassing.
You did well, though. You did.
There was a couple I was like, I got it. I couldn't believe
yeah,
I got it
right.
Yeah,
you did a couple really, really nice, and I absolutely just bombed a couple.
Well, I bombed a couple, too. I mean,
just to help them, Sarah, they're saying you can watch the finals live Saturday, March 17th, starting at noon on KBCW 44, Cable 12,
45,
or streaming
cable 12.
Live on KPIX Facebook page.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, if you like, I like that stuff. I like to see the kids under pressure. You know, it's good. As much pressure as they're ever going to be
when
under.
When that one kid loses, when he's like, you know, there's three of them left and can't spell the word after, you know, 6 hours of spelling and just has a meltdown, I'm like, oh.
Good times.
Too much.
Oh.
That's seventh grade. Kid.
Kid starts to twitch.
They do, too. They just go crazy and their family's like in the audience going, oh.
Well, they're all standing at the side, and when the kid walks off dejected, he just buries his face in his mom's like chest and just starts bawling his eyes out.
And,
like,
she says, "You're such a disappointment."
Third place.
Oh. All right, well, Vinny, what's coming up in the news? Not that we've let our parents
the
down.
Latest viral trend and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 Tuesday morning. You can watch this show. We stream it live via video every single day. All kinds of cameras in here. Go to radioalice.com/watch. You can even, there's a little online community, the lookers, we call them, because they're on the looking glass. And I think Vaughn, who runs the cameras, I think he's, you know, participates. If you have a question or something, you can... He reads all the
Vaughn,
all the comments.
Vaughn, put me up those comments every day.
Hey.
If you get any good ones.
Yeah, Vonda.
Are you done with your thing? I have a funny story.
Okay, hold on.
But Vinny's been inspired. I'll do it later.
Save it. I'll do it at 7 o'clock.
Don't interrupt, Vinny.
Go to RadioAlice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check us out over here.
Hello.
You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com. You can hear this show at RadioAlice.com, and there's more.
Anything you could possibly want.
Rain is falling around the Bay Area as we speak, and March Madness begins today. So you'll be hearing a lot more about college basketball, which used to be cool. And now, because all the good kids split after 1 year, you don't even know who's playing. So I'm kind of over it. But, you know, there's so much betting that goes on, whether you're in a pool or...
Yeah, everybody fills out a grid.
You're calling Vegas and you know, your bookie and putting money down on it.
We have the grid at radioalice.com.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Bracket.
Get another thing you can find there. Oh, right. The brackets.
There's a big party.
Called.
Is it today or Thursday? Thursday. Downstairs.
Yeah, these early games are, I think they're called play-in games, but they're not.
They don't count?
They count, but they're teams that weren't going to make it in. It's just money grab stuff. Mm.
How many teams start? 64?
It's supposed to be 64, but they want to expand it.
Great.
Because why wouldn't they, right?
Sure.
Let's
make
take
some
a
money.
Good thing and
make it even gooder.
Right.
Do we have any local teams like Cal or Stanford?
I don't know about Cal or Stanford. I honestly haven't paid much attention to it. St. Mary's is probably in there.
There were a couple they said that were left off because there were some investigations into how they do their recruit. Like, isn't Louisville not in it? And USC's not in it?
There's teams with trouble. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you got it? Oh, wonderful.
That's the bracket list. I didn't.
Look at all those teams.
Yesterday.
San Diego might be the closest.
We heard that there was a hide in place.
Shelter in place.
Shelter in place notice put out by the police in the North Bay. It turns out 4 were arrested, but 5 people got away. Those home invasions that they were looking into, it looks like they were targeting pot growers.
Oh.
It's messed up.
5 people eluded capture yesterday after robbing at least 3 marijuana grow houses in the North Bay.
Just
they
trying
set
to get
off
weed.
Nearly a 7-hour. They didn't try. They probably got a lot of weed.
Mm.
They set off a 7-hour manhunt in Novato. They're saying, or authorities are saying, they suspect the heists are part of an out-of-state crime invasion focused on California's lucrative cannabis industry.
Mm.
About 3 in the morning, the first house was invaded in Petaluma. They broke down, they say 9 people broke down the doors of at least 3 homes.
So are these interior pot? I mean, are these like actual farms where they're
indoor
going in with a scythe
houses.
And just taking the stuff down? Oh, indoor mm-hmm. grow houses. Oh.
So they were going to take plants or mm-hmm. weed that was already
usually
bagged?
Those have to be inside because you don't even know when they're flowering.
Yeah, I have no idea.
There's
Brent.
No point
I don't,
in chopping down a tree that doesn't have any flower yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe they're just grabbing the... when do you harvest that stuff? Like, is it harvest time? Like, would there be bags of weed
laying
around?
Yeah, it takes about 3 months, and when they get to the point, they chop them down. They could throw them in
you hang the buds,
garbage bags.
Let them dry. Yeah. It's a whole thing. And so, you know, probably the best time is harvest time.
So did they get stuff?
Which is when?
I'm sure they got stuff. The police aren't telling us exactly what they got, because, you know, you don't want to put that out there.
Right.
Oh, what a bounty they got away with. Anyway, the suspects fled the scene of the robberies before leading police on a chase that ended, I don't have the time that it was all over yesterday, but they did arrest 4 people, but 5 people got away.
Well, by got away, you mean we'll be living their life on the run until someone picks them up, right? Aren't these guys going to give these other dudes up?
Like, no, you don't give people up, Sarah.
You do.
I think you do.
It's a product in demand throughout the United States. Here it's legal and easier to grow and obtain. And it's not legal elsewhere, so this may be something
we see happening.
We have to consider.
But this was obviously a coordinated effort to, split the police up.
Suspects led officers on a chase in Nevada where police say they abandoned their vehicles. One white rental minivan was left behind on Highway 101 near San Marin exit. Another was left behind in a Costco parking lot. They had SWAT out there on foot patrols. It was a whole thing that went down yesterday. And this was all about marijuana.
707 says no houses had marijuana.
None of them had pot? They got nothing. I'm surprised to hear that.
I am too. Yeah, none of them had it after the guys left.
Right. I don't know, but that does... You know what? I was reading an article about how... it was in Rolling Stone... about how they're going around checking the marijuana grow farmers because they're using so many chemicals, pesticides. So they're saying, you're smoking this.
Right.
So they want to actually...
It's to be organic.
Right. They want to actually be able to classify the cleanest weed so that people know what they're smoking because on top of it being smoke, which we all know is bad... having it be super chemical pesticide laden is probably a lot worse.
Well, and we cook it into food and extract the oils. And I mean, there's all, you know, who knows how much of that you're getting. Ooh.
So that's a big thing right now.
Yeah.
As they, you know.
Hooman, you got to have organic weed.
Yeah, I agree. I've never smoked weed, but I'm worried about those of
you. Are you thinking about it at all now that it's legal?
No. I was mentioning to you, I went to that kava bar. That was kind of crazy because, you can't sit there and not drink kava. And I left and, like, my lips.
What's kava again? I forgot.
It's like this plant that grows in Fiji. And
does it get you high?
Is it
a stimulant?
It's a stimulant. I was, like, my lips were numb. My fingers were, like, tingly. I'm like, huh.
Oh.
And so I looked up the benefits, and it's stress relief and anxiety relief and helps you sleep.
It's not alcohol, but it's what they drink it a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kava.
It's part of a ritual, but it's also what they do all day.
But you were saying everyone in there was just wasted.
Yeah, well, they had a lot of, like, THC chocolates and stuff there. I needed a place to do internet late at night.
You didn't want any THC chocolate?
No, but I did have the kava chocolate. That in combination with the kava drink, I was like, uh-oh, feeling this.
Really?
It's called a narcotic sedative drink made in Polynesia.
Sedative.
It's from
this was last night?
No, this
middle
was...
Middle of the night?
Like on a Friday night.
Oh, and you don't have internet at your house, so you have to go out to a cafe to get... Okay.
What do you think about that?
I mean,
I don't want to be
fine.
Tingly and...
It sounds great. I want to try it.
Lips.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have tried it. There was a time I would have been all, sure. Give me 10 of those.
Because one is not enough.
There was a time, but I don't have that desire anymore.
I don't know. I would try that. Sounds good. Go to sleep with a numb face. I don't know.
Tingling
fingers.
I can't believe you wouldn't say, yeah, let's get hammered on kava and see what happens.
I just. Don't.
What? You're a bar girl. You said it yesterday.
I am a bar girl.
Go to the kava bar and let's see what's what.
She's perfectly happy with her alcohol.
I'm fine with my, my wine and my vodka sodas and then everything else. I'm just like, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm afraid.
Vodka soda.
I don't know what it is.
You love that?
That's my drink.
It is?
It is. It was vodka tonic for a long time, but I recently switched to vodka soda and it's just so much...
refreshing.
So refreshing and good. I don't want anything in it. Don't put any lime in it.
It's like soda water?
Yeah, just soda water.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take a mojito. Nice.
Okay.
Anyway, on Friday, a guy on Twitter named Dan posted an idea. What if the last thing you texted is what goes on your tombstone?
Oh.
And it's gone viral and everyone's into it. So what is the last thing you texted?
I don't know that I've ever texted. Oh, texted, not Twittered?
Yeah, whatever. The last thing I texted is cool. You too.
Last thing I texted was K.
Q-U-E?
No, just K.
K.
I was talking to Denise about something, promotions, and I just said K.
What do you got, Sarah? Top of the list.
The very last thing I texted was fun to play poker with Joe, though.
All right.
So that'll be that. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad tombstone.
It was fun playing poker with Joe.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So this guy's wrong. All right, Dan, there you go.
Usually we just have a big K.
Yeah, okay, that's about it. I'm a person of few words.
Yes. Okay.
Done with you. Okay.
This next story is so convoluted that I'm just going to try to tell it to you as best I can, but it's a disaster. So this story's out of Utah. A woman has been convicted of trying to arrange to have her ex-husband murdered.
Oh. So does she have access to the dark web?
No. See, here's the thing. So she had rental units and tried to hire someone, one of her tenants, to kill her ex-husband.
Or ex-husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want free rent?
So this guy takes the $5,000 she gives him and then realizes she's scary and he doesn't want to do it and I got the money, so he turns her in.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So she gets arrested and ends up in jail for trying to have her ex-husband killed. So then she, in jail, tries to hire someone to kill the guy who she'd hired because if he goes away, they don't have a witness.
Mm.
So she approaches white supremacy dudes in jail, hoping to get this dude killed, and then they turn on her. And now she's in trouble for trying to hire another person to kill someone else. So she was busted on two counts of criminal solicitation of first-degree felony. This was the person who was renting the condo from her. She wanted her ex-husband killed. She promised him more than $100,000. Oh. If he'd gone through with it.
Well,
oh,
she
actually, she wanted
the
wife, the ex-husband, and his wife killed.
Oh.
And she was going to
kill their happiness.
Collect the life insurance.
Yeah, nice.
So anyway, she was saying, if somehow the man, this is the guy she hired to kill her husband and his wife, was dead or disappeared, then I would walk out of here a free woman. That was her way of...
She's brilliant, obviously.
So now she's been brought up on solicitation charges again. I just can't believe the nerve of some... So this woman's... This story's out of Salt Lake City. Let me see if I can find her name. Linda Tracy Gilman, age 70.
Oh, she's 70?
She's 70. And I was
thinking... Oh, she looks good for 70.
Does she?
Doesn't she?
I feel like by 70... You'd have mellowed out considerably.
Yeah, you'd have your ass together. And...
Unless you just built up so much anger after all these years.
So mad that your husband went off to be happy with someone
else. How mad were you when you were 30, though? If you're this mad at 70?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. I wonder. You think she's murdered people before?
Oh.
Or is this new?
They should look into that.
Probably,
see if there's
right?
a trail of... You'll know us by the trail of the dead.
Snapped.
Trail of our dead. Yeah. Well, you said there's all kinds of shows on TV that show mostly the ones that have gone wrong.
Yeah, naturally.
Right. But that there's a whole network dedicated to here's what people are up to.
Here's how you do it.
Killing people.
And get caught.
The dark web sounds so great, though. Not that I would have anybody murdered. I'll do that myself on a hike. But the...
Yeah, she just said that.
We're reading Origin.
Is this thing on?
Are you done with that book already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm reading this, the new Dan Brown, which, you know, he still does get a little verbose when it comes to artwork pieces and...
Whatever, I don't hate that. I don't want you to sidetrack the whole story with it, though.
I know, you totally lose the thread of what he's talking about as he walks past a painting and
but some of
tell
that is enlightening, like you do see how certain things fit together and go, dang...
But
that
he was talking
trip.
About the dark web and how, you know, the average... I mean, it just sounds so great. I'm like, God, you can get everything on there, you know?
What do you need?
I don't know. But need something, then, you know, what if I need massive doses of painkillers or something? What if somebody I know needs Oxy? I don't know.
Oxy.
I don't know.
If someone you know needs Oxy, tell them to go to rehab. That's where they need to be because, seriously, you don't need to get on the dark web... And become their pusher.
Isn't it just easier to go to the dark web than to go to rehab? I mean, come on, Vinny. Let me just give it a try. Give me your login.
I don't know how to do that.
I know.
I have read, though, how.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Do you need a special computer?
You got to download a program to your computer that will get you access. I can't really even get... Like, you know how you have to get certain... What is that? Adobe Flash? I screw even that up, so I can't imagine how much trouble I'd have downloading the portal to the dark web.
Right.
You know.
And wouldn't you, if you were going to download the portal to the dark web, wouldn't you want to get a whole new computer and go sit in an internet cafe somewhere so that there's no connection to you whatsoever?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
You know, I feel like once you open that portal, it's a two-way thing. Like, can they now get all my... banking
passwords.
Information and passwords.
Yeah. I'm sure, though, it's like the first time you go on those free porn sites, you figure, I'm just going to take a look because I do fear they're going to hack me. And I don't.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 months later,
you get used to it.
You live
in
there.
Right.
You're like, who even cares? Click.
Hack me all you want. This is where I live.
Right. I need my 15 minutes. Thank you. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys had to say. Yay, playing O'Sheila. I could totally get ready for work now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh my God, I have that cassette tape. LOL.
Who did you say was the artist?
Ready for the World.
Oh, that's the name of that band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was I mean, I recognize that song. That was definitely a big hit. Oh,
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you so much. As a truck driver, people cut us off and no clue or don't care. We cannot stop in bleeping time.
Yeah, they're driving a whole different thing than you are. Mm-hmm. You need to just, that's why they don't let them on certain highways. And was it yesterday? Isn't 880 the freeway they can use on the East Bay?
Yeah, they had the freeway shut down, like Fruitvale on one side, 23rd on the other side in the East Bay because the power lines were down.
Oh, that's right.
And the problem was trucks travel on that. Is it trucks travel on that? And they couldn't get around to go on the International Boulevard. There was some problem where.
Bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just had to park.
Basically.
707 says, dental assistant here, do not use charcoal powder. Uh-oh. It's just scrubbing away the surface stain.
Mm, that sounds good.
Well, no, they talk about how the enamel on your teeth can be taken off.
Yeah,
and that's
you
why
keep
you get
that.
Sensitivity.
Sure, you need that
stick
stuff.
To your white strip, Sarah.
Okay, I will. I just don't like how jangly it makes my teeth. It makes me feel nervy all the time.
Yeah, I hate that feeling. I actually use sensitive teeth toothpaste now. Mm. It helps.
Normally mine aren't sensitive, but when I put that stuff on, there's just, it's like a constant little electrical thing going on in one of my teeth. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this isn't pleasant. When's this going away?
Best lost 30. So funny, says 925. Thanks so much for making me another one, 925.
Oh, what were we talking about?
Thanks so much for making me crack up over MJ and rock out to Oh Sheila this hour. No sleep last night, and today is going to be a hard one, but you put a smile on my face. Aww. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Thank you for listening. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I found kind of a cool, like, this day in history thing, but to do with music.
Cool.
It is kind of neat. Well, we'll do that. And actually, it's for us older people. Well.
Oh, great. You just sent the young ones away?
No, I know at least half
the songs. You know. Well, you know up until, like, a certain point, and then it's before you were even born.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.